How's your elbow feel?
It's fine. Just practice, you know, bumps and bruises.
How, you know, football wise, how is it going? Since we've been a long time since we've talked to you, what are you thinking so far of camp?
I mean, we're having a great time, of course. Camp's been great this year. Marone's put a lot of thought into it, what we're doing and what we're preparing for. So I'm just excited about what we have in and what we're looking forward to.
Has it been good to sort of isolate yourself here and be all football all the time?
Oh, man, it's been great. The team's been so supportive, and the coach has just been outstanding. And everybody, just a great atmosphere to be around St. John Fisher. The college is a great school in general.
Seems like you thrive out here.
Oh, man. I mean, of course. I mean, we're all here together. We're all here for one common goal. Of course, we're gonna do the best we can. We're going to thrive.
So I'm sure there was a fair bit of soul searching going on over the past couple of months. What have you learned?
Being honest, just learning so much about football. Of course, we've been locked down for a couple of weeks, and we've just been all football, just all focused, and just been trying to get ready for the season.
Mario kind of went through some trying times off the field the last couple of years. I mean, have you found any help in your teammates that maybe have had to deal with some off the field things themselves?
Of course, they're all here for us. We all got each other back. So there's really nothing that's been said, nothing to talk about. We're just kind of moving forward with everything. So, I mean, of course, I can rely on them. They've been coming to me, giving great advice, and we're just moving forward with everything.
At the same time, I've seen you spending time with Stefan on the sidelines, maybe when you guys aren't going on the field. Is there somewhat of a mentor-mentee relationship going on there with a younger guy?
Stefan, he's such a special talent, and we work with each other just like we all talk within the meeting rooms. He gives me a couple of points and tips, and I always kind of give him what I think we can do here and do that. It's just all football talk and just trying to get a better understanding of the game.
How much do you hope? I mean, you've spoken to us before and you wanted to put the previous problems behind you. How confident are you now that you're capable of doing that?
I mean, I'm 100% sure that everything is just fine and we're going to just keep moving forward. And I don't have any words. I mean, I'm just kind of sitting back, putting my best foot forward, and we're all riding together. We're just kind of doing the best thing we can for the season for the Buffalo Bills.
Was it frustrating that you got to camp and you had to go through the whole passing the physical thing? Was that frustrating? We haven't been able to talk.
With that whole issue, it wasn't anything about the physical. It was just more mental for me. So it's just a hurdle I had to get over. And mentally, I got over it and got over everything else. So it's just when did a condition test 2 days later. I don't know. I mean, getting in shape 2 days, finishing the condition test, it was just a mental thing for me. And I got over it and moving forward. And I'm just ready to put everything I have into what we're trying to do here.
You went through a lot. So, I mean, was it important to be able to clear your head and not maybe deal with us other distractions, because you've been pretty good for the past month?
Yeah, I mean, just really trying to stay focused. That's the only thing, because a lot of issues and a lot of things come from other people, just kind of distract you from what your main focus and your main goal is. So I've just been kind of really keeping my eyes on the prize, doing the best I can. My weight is a lot better. Staying focused, doing what I can on the field. I'm feeling good. Mentally, I'm in a good state, and I'm just happy to be back out here.
Marcel, have you heard anything from the league offices to this point about your transfer?
I'm just really not talking about anything with legal manner. If that there is something, if I do or when I do, that is something I have to take over them.
What did your level of concern with the league?
I mean, I'm not really discussing that, because that's something that I have to talk about with them. And when we get to that point, we'll get there.
Has there been contact with the league office in terms of meeting with the commissioner or something?
When I talk with them and when I hear from them, that's when I'll have a better understanding of what's going on.
What about your relationship with Coach Marone? I mean, he took you under his wing. He stepped out and said, I'm going to help this guy. And how, you know, whether it was a two-week break or what have you, what did that mean something to you, and how important was that for you?
I mean, Marone is such a good guy. Straightforward with the players and everybody, he's always trying to put his best foot forward. He's a player's coach, and we all know that. And he support me just like I support what we're trying to do here, and he's just that type of guy. So I can go to him if I have any questions or if I have anything going on. He's just another outlet for me. So he's just a good guy. He's just there for me.
So just decision making off the field going forward. Is there anything you want to change? You know, with decision making for yourself and actions.
I mean, I'm a grown man, and I'm a grown man. I have my own responsibilities, and I'm gonna do the best I can to straighten my own things out. Cause you know, I am man. I am human. And I'm going to do the best I can to continue to move forward and be positive from here on out.
You said that focus has really been, you know, what's really helped you mentally. Is there anything that, you know, you're consciously doing to try and keep that focus, you know, going forward? Or is it just a matter of day by day? Or, you know, how are you taking that approach?
I mean, I'm the type of guy I can kind of wipe the slate clean from my own, just myself, just think clearly. No mistakes. No, nothing that will distract you from what your goal is. Don't let it interfere you. Don't let it interfere. So I'm kind of the out of sight, out of mind type of guy. Continue to keep moving forward, tunnel vision, and just kind of keep going from there.
Thank you.